It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and you may know Kelly McEvers from her role as host of All Things Considered, or from her extensive reporting, particularly from the Middle East as a foreign correspondent. Now, there's a third reason to know Kelly McEvers. It's her new podcast called Embedded, which takes stories from the news and delivers longer, in-depth explorations into topics with a personal bent. The show has covered opioid addiction in Indiana, policing on Skid Row, and the immigration court system. She joins us now by phone from Los Angeles to talk about it. Kelly McEvers, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Embedded and what the goal of the podcast is.
The goal of the podcast is to take a story from the news and go deep. And that's what we say, and that's what we mean. And it comes from this idea of embedded journalism, right? You know, during the height of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, the only way for journalists to do their jobs in really dangerous places was to be embedded with the military. You'd attach yourself to a military unit and you'd go out to places that you couldn't go on your own. It was, of course, a fraught relationship, right? Because then you were only telling the story from their perspective. And it was something that I, as someone who didn't get to Iraq until 2010, kind of shied away from. I didn't need the military because I could go and report on my own. It wasn't as dangerous as it was the previous years. And so it was this idea that I kind of wanted to turn on its head. We're not going to be embedded with the military or with officials. We're going to be embedded with the people, right? There's a news story that just passes you by in your news feed or in the newspaper or on the bottom of the TV screen where you just are like, huh, what's the deal with that? I see the headlines. I've seen the governor talking about it. I've seen the analysts argue about it on cable news. Like, but what is the real, like, what, I don't know, like, how did that happen? Who are the people who are at the center of this? Like, what do the actual people think about it? So, you know, it's just, it's often like it's a story that's like, I'm just unsatisfied. Like, I feel like there's just more that we could tell. So then I'll choose that. And we, the team at Embedded, will choose that story. And we're like, all right, let's go. Let's go to ground. Whether that's in Indiana at the center of an HIV outbreak, whether it's in Texas where there was a big shootout between rival biker gangs, whether it's here in Los Angeles after police shot and killed an unarmed black man. We just get in there and see what happens.
Now, what I thought was interesting as I was reading about this, and Embedded launched as a podcast on March 31st, so it's almost brand new, and there's this stated goal, you have stated, to cover America like a foreign correspondent, which is an interesting approach. Talk about how that kind of turns this whole idea on its head of covering stories domestically.
Yeah, I mean, I think what that means is coming in with like a fresh set of eyes. You know, when you go to a village in Syria, you've never been there before. You're like, I don't know what's going on here. Like, tell me, you guys tell me what's up. You tell me the story of your life. Like, I am literally like a total know-nothing. And so I think it's that. It's this notion that like, even though I live in America and I think I know some stuff, I probably don't know a darn thing about your community. So I'm just going to come in like just like open ears. What do you got? What do you want to say? What's the story you want to tell? And that's really how we approach it. We don't approach it with this like, you know, set idea or set plan exactly. It's more just like, I mean, you know, the hard part is sort of getting the access to the actual people. So like, with an HIV outbreak in the United States of America in the year 2015, that to me alone was just like, what? But it was among drug users, people who are using needles and sharing them because needle exchanges were not legal in Indiana and possessing a needle was illegal. So we kind of had that. We knew that. Yeah, okay, those are the set of facts. But still, what? How? And so the hard part is like negotiating the access, like getting to the actual people who you don't hear in the regular news coverage every day. Like you're not, you might hear a sound bite, but you're not going to like hear the full story of these people because they're not easy people to get to, right? You're not just going to walk up to their door and be like, hi there, I'm a news crew from blah, and I need to hear, you know, sing me the song of your people. You know, that doesn't work. So getting in there, meeting them, getting them to agree to talk is the one thing. But then also once you're there is just saying, all right, tell us what you got. You know, I'm not coming here with this preconceived notion of what I think is right, wrong, anything. Just tell me your story. Tell me who you are. So, I mean, I think that's something we don't always get the time or the chance to do in daily news reporting. And it's something we're trying to do on the show.
And is that a little scary as a reporter? I mean, it almost seems like you're kind of doing the high wire routine without a net here because you're feeling your way around. And that is so different from how reporters normally approach things or how they're assigned things that's
exactly.
That's got to feel, I mean, just a little bit disconcerting at times.
You mean scary just because like, am I going to get the story? Because if I don't know what the story is, how do I know if I got it?
Right.
I mean, no, just because I've been doing this for a really long time. And the thing about people is there's always a story there. It's always, everybody's got a story to tell. Every single person has a story to tell, you know? And if you're already at the center of an HIV outbreak in 2015, you're already in the middle of the news. Like, you're already there. And any story anybody's going to tell me is probably going to be really interesting and something you've not heard before. Again, once I get in there. And the getting in there part is hard sometimes. Sometimes not. Sometimes you get lucky.
Right. But how do you get, there's got to be something that you've learned over the years. I don't know if you'd call it a trick, but a way. Of getting people to trust you and tell their story to you. Because I'm sure that if they don't know you, Kelly, they're thinking, why should I tell you?
Oh, exactly. The trick is that I have no trick. People have asked me, like, what are your strategies? Like, I don't have a list. I feel like if there comes a day when I have kind of a list, I should probably stop doing this. I just go in and I tell the truth. We got out of the car in front of this house that we went to in Indiana where all these people who were addicted to this one drug and who some of whom were HIV positive were living and using this drug. We got out of the car with our microphones out and we said who we were from the very beginning. And we said what we wanted to do, that we were there to listen and hear their stories. And that anybody in that house, the owner of the house had told us that we could come. So that was the first step, right? I mean, we had permission to be there. We didn't bum rush these people. We had talked to him the night before. We had sort of said exactly what time we were coming. We came exactly that time. We were totally transparent about everything. We gave everyone in that house the power to say yes or no. And some people said no. And that was okay. We're like, fine. You have the power to do that. We are not here to pressure you. We are not here to make you uncomfortable. And we left them alone. And there were other people who said, you know, I do want to talk to you. And that I just think if the more honest and transparent, and here's the key, patient you are, people who want to talk to you will talk to you. But, you know, you can't be on this, like, daily deadline where you're like, I need you to talk to me. You know, you're almost like you're stressed out and you think you have to have certain tricks to get people to talk to you. Instead, I'm just like, I'll be here all day. You know, I've got the time and I am willing to listen to you for as long as you are willing to talk. I think that really, that people will talk to me. Yeah.
How do you find the time? You do All Things Considered.
Right.
So you're busy enough with that. And then you're doing this podcast. And I think anybody who has ever worked in this business or observed how reporters go about their business as journalists, there's always the deadline. The clock is always ticking. There's always that clock in your head. So how do you carve out that time, Kelly, to say, you know what? I'm here and I'm going to hang out and I'm not going to rush you and I'm going to wait for as long as it takes.
You know, it took us 6 days to get that story. We got really, really, really deep with people who are addicted to drugs and who are, you know, again, part of this outbreak. And we were standing inside the room while they were cooking up the drug and doing it. Not because we wanted to be voyeuristic, because we wanted to understand how this drug that was supposed to be resistant to abuse could be abused. And actually, it's when the drug became resistant to abuse is when people started shooting it up, right? So we wanted to understand that. I was just like, I don't understand that. How can this drug that's supposed to keep people from abusing it be cooked, right? So we got in, and it took us 6 days. It's not actually a long time. It's long in the news business. You know, it's an eternity in the news business when, the clock is always ticking and there's all these expectations. And what that takes is a couple of bosses to say, go. And come back when you got something. To trust you. To trust that you know how to do your job. You won't stay longer than you need to, but that you'll stay long enough. But it was only 6 days. You know, it's not, it wasn't an eternity. It didn't take months of waiting. to get that close. And that's, I mean, I think there's some lesson in that too, right? It's just like, it's actually not that hard to go listen to people who you might not normally be comfortable listening to. I mean, that's kind of the underlying message of Embedded. It's like, we go to places that you wouldn't, you might not feel comfortable going. We're comfortable going. We're cool with it. We can go there. And we'll listen to those people so that you can hear them out too, so you can meet them where they live. And then make your judgment. You know, maybe you're still like, I don't have any empathy for drug users. They should quit on their own. They should not get any of my tax dollars. They should not, I'm sorry. They should just figure it out. And so it goes. Fine. Great. You've made your judgment. But at least you've like come all the way instead of making your judgment based on sort of surface reports and experts and the people who don't actually know.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is All Things Considered host Kelly McEvers. We're talking about her new podcast, Embedded. How do you decide which stories warrant a deeper dive? You mentioned earlier that, how does that happen? How is there an HIV outbreak in Texas in 2015? So is that how you decide that something just like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Exactly. Something that piqued our curiosity. Yeah, something that you're just like, huh? What's the deal with that? I mean, that story was my husband. He kept reading stories on like page 15 of the newspaper, the LA Times. He was like, did you seen this? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, no. It's what is going on? I'm like, I don't know. And he just kept kind of showing me, you know, it was like 40 people have HIV, 80 people have HIV, 120 people have HIV. And it was just like, what? This is 2015. Yeah. And I just couldn't let it go. It's just like, need to know. Yeah. It's just that thing that like we can't, that you kind of can't let go of. You know, like if you have that much curiosity about it, like you're going to do it justice. That's why it's hard sometimes to get assigned something by an editor, right? To just be like, go do a thing. And you're like, I don't know if I care about that thing. And eventually what usually happens to me is I end up caring about the thing because I like talk to two people and I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, this is a thing. But yeah, I mean, I think it's key to have your own natural curiosity about it because then you know you'll go the distance to really get down and deep enough to do the story right. So yeah, we just follow our nose. We literally follow our nose. Like we don't have any other set pattern other than that. I mean, we do have other NPR reporters working on this project, and so they follow their nose. Like they come to us and say, hey, I am super curious about this thing. I have all this great access. Can we do it embedded? And we're like, yes, we can. So, you know, it's not just my nose. It's other great journalist noses as well.
The nose is no. And so you're doing all this stateside reporting, but you've done a lot of work, as we mentioned, as a foreign correspondent. So at what point will you get that wanderlust back and figure that it's time to go off to Cuba?
Get it back. It hasn't gone away. It's always there. We did a story from El Salvador for Embedded. We've got one coming up from South Sudan. Like I'm still on the road. There's no holding me back. They can only cage the animal for so long, and then I get restless, and then they let me go places. So it's cool.
Kelly McEvers is host of All Things Considered, which, of course, you can hear weekdays at 4 here on 90.5 WESA. And she is also hosting the new podcast, Embedded, which we've been talking about. Kelly, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Goog.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up after a break. This is 90.5 WESA.